Did you ever have a wagon axle in the ground with a board on it?
So it swing around, round, round? I don't think we ever did, but I've been places where they had one with a wheel on the outside and you go round, round, round as fast as... Yeah, I've been places, but we never had one.
What were they called?
Golly, I don't know if we ever had a term for them.
They'd sure go, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they
get that kid in the middle, the closer he gets to the wheel, the faster you go. And then he tries to get out. Neighbor boy had one of those. It was put on a slant, so it didn't...
Higher at one side?
Yeah. Oh, that was a lot of fun. And we'd get out there and we'd work and work and work to get that thing going. It was all right, but one kid didn't get out in time. The high side hit him right in the back of the head and he got a concussion. Luckily, that's all he got. But then the boy's grandfather came out and took it out. But we played with that for a couple of years. We could really make it home. Of course, it had ball bearings in there. It was an old car wheel and axle. Did you have one of those weapons that you made with a crotch or a fork stick?
Nigger shooter?
Yeah.
Wasn't a slingshot, it was a nigger shooter.
Mm-hmm. And that's become a slingshot.
It's slingshot today.
Hmm. Where'd you get the rubbers for that thing?
Well, I think that in my time that there were inner tubes available. See, after all, these first cars, tires didn't go long. If you had a car several months, you had might have an inner tube already ruined. And I think in my lifetime they were available. I don't know how they got them before that.
I talked to old people who had them. They had them when they were children. They said they, in their community, they'd go to the drugstore. In some places, I guess they had ready-made ones with a little knot at the end. In other places, they just buy a big rubber band and use that. Cost them a nickel. Well, that was a terrific price, I guess. But I imagine it was good gum rubber, so. Did I ask you if you had enough snow here in the winter for the kids to play on?
We had a lot of snow. But it was always the drift kind. Mm-hmm. That I remember. I don't remember too many of these nice snows.
Did you have sleds or sleighs?
We never. You mean to pull behind horses?
Or pick up and hold at your chest and run and slide with?
The only kind we ever had were the kind we made with couple of boards with things on top.
Mm-hmm.
We always had our homemade ones. We had sleds all right. We pulled around.
Did you have any special term for holding that thing up against your chest and running and then slamming down on it?
No, I don't think we've done too much of that. There was always enough. One was pulling and the other one was...
Not enough snow on the hill. I remember I got a brand new sled one Christmas and I took it to school to slide down the hill. Some kid got out there and just cut the dickens out of it. For some reason that bothered me. It shouldn't, I guess. But just the boy would come up and just wantonly destroy it. But I guess he wanted a sled and didn't get one. Thought nobody else should have a new one either. Do you have one of those things around the barn with one wheel and two handles for carrying light loads?
A wheelbarrow?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any now.
I don't either. I sure wish I did.
Oh, we've got several different little other carts that take the place of it. And